What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time on this morning's program for us to take our look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The former president of the Republic, Juan Carlos Varela, who will be tried next week for the bribes that Odebrecht distributed to Panamanian politicians and officials, is one of the 10 leaders of the Panamanista Party who ran to be a member of the Central American Parliament, Parlacen, in the five-year period, 2024 to 2029. Varela signed up on the last day of applications. That was last Sunday, the 17th of September. At noon on Wednesday, the draw was held to determine the order of the list of candidates, and Varela was number 9 on the list. His substitute will be Itzi Atencio, current deputy of the National Assembly. At the head of the list is Alcibiades Vasquez, who is already a Parlacen deputy in the period of 2019 to 2024. The selection of Central American parliamentarians has a particularity. In general elections, there is no ballot to vote for Parlacen candidates. The 20 seats are indirectly assigned to each party in proportion to the number of votes its presidential candidate receives. Only the parties that have survived and also the candidates through free nomination who have obtained the minimum of 2% of the valid votes will participate in this allocation. Currently, the Panamanista has 7 deputies in Parlacen. Parties can nominate up to 20 main candidates and 20 substitutes, but the Panamanista only nominated 10 main candidates with their respected substitutes. Varela's nomination was not a surprise, since last August his brother, former deputy José Luis Poppy Varela, confirmed to La Prensa that the former president was evaluating that possibility. It will be on October the 1st in an ordinary national convention that the Panamanista Party, chaired by José Blandón, formalizes its list of candidates for Parlacen. In that convention, around 1,500 people elected by district at the national level will vote. Last Tuesday, Blandón was consulted about Varela's possible candidacy, and he responded that the former president does not need his permission to run. Now, there are those who point out that Varela's nomination was an issue that was on the table in the discussions of the Democratic Change, the Panamanista Electoral Alliance, officially presented last Saturday, the 16th of September. The candidate for mayor of the district of Colón, Diógenes Galván, presented this Wednesday a complaint in the Tribunal Electoral Court. This is due to an alleged death threat against his substitute, Bethel Malca Barrios. Both Galván and Malca Barrios went on September the 17th to file a complaint with the public ministry and are now doing the same at the Tribunal Electoral Headquarters located in Ancón. According to the complaint, the substitute has received text messages and calls warning that it is better to stay calm since she is not going anywhere with the Diógenes Galván. They also called to tell that they were going to kill her as well as her 4 dogs. Galván, who arrived at the court headquarters at 9:30 a.m., stressed that this was the only thing that they are trying to do is weaken the candidacy, but stated that they will not achieve it. If she resigns, no one will want to accompany me, and I will be alone. In 2019, they threatened me when I challenged the election results, it was emphasized. In the words of the mayoral candidate, they decided to file the complaint because this must be stopped, and because it is the beginning of bullying. However, he sent a message, we are not going to give up the candidacy, neither me or the substitute, the politician pointed out. At the Tribunal Electoral, they were assisted by Osman Valdez, National Director of Electoral Organization. The Popular Party will hold an extraordinary national directory on Saturday, the 21st of October, and Sunday, the 22nd, to, among other things, approve the figure that will accompany its presidential candidate, former President Martín Torrijos. The election will be on Sunday, the 22nd, in an event that begins at 9 a.m. at the Marriott Panama Hotel in Albrook, as established in Resolution 7 of May the 10th of this year. On July the 16th, Torrijos was ratified by the Extraordinary National Congress of the PP as the candidate that they will nominate in the 2024 general elections. Within the PP, one of the names that resonates the most to accompany Torrijos is that of Jacqueline Hurtado-Payne, one of the party's vice presidents. There is also talk of the Dr. Javier Lopez and the former deputy Juan Carlos Aranjo. However, it will be Torrijos who will choose his partner, who could even be someone who is not registered in that party, according to the president of the PP, that's Daniel Brea. In that sense, the former Minister of Health, Rosario Turner, is mentioned. It should be noted that the parties have until the 30th of October to make all their candidates official, including the vice presidents, before the Tribunal Electoral. Torrijos is currently active in the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, where there is a request for him to be expelled from that group. 16 days ago, the PRD prosecutor, Roy Torres, confirmed that he received a request to expel the former president for the alleged violation of the party's statute after Torrijos was nominated as a presidential candidate by another group. That weekend, the Popular Party will also elect the main and alternate candidates for deputies, mayors, representatives of townships and councillors who have not yet been nominated by the party, and it is expected the some alliance will be agreed. For now, the PP has not announced an official alliance with any collective or group nor alliances. And this Sunday, the 24th of September, the political alliance made up by the Realising Goals and Alianza parties, they will announce the candidate for vice president ahead of next year's general elections. This was announced by the former president and presidential candidate for Realising Goals, Ricardo Martinelli, on the X account, which of course is formerly Twitter. This Sunday, we will be announcing, with prior approval from the party, groups of the Alliance and Realising Goals, RM parties, the selection of the candidate for vice president, and Martinelli wrote this on Wednesday, the 20th of September. Now, according to official figures, Realising Goals has 254,415 members, while Alianza has 24,564. The National Police, the National Border Service and the Public Ministry carried out Operation Ocean, which sought to dismantle a criminal structure supposedly dedicated to illicit drug trafficking. In total, about 16 people in the province of Panama were arrested. According to the authorities, those people were dedicated to transporting drugs using the Darien routes in different modalities, with the aim of getting them to Panama. As part of the operation, three firearms were also confiscated, including two pistols, a shotgun, a magazine and ammunition, as well as a cell phone and technological equipment. The raids were carried out in the districts of Panama and Chepo, in the townships of Torti, Payano, Tocumen, Arana de Oro and Contado del Rey. Those arrested were placed under the orders of a guarantee judge. In Panama, 718,000 people, or just over 35% of the population in the age range of 30 to 79 years, suffers from hypertension, and of those, 7 out of 10 cannot maintain their blood pressure at adequate levels. This is a proportion slightly lower than the world average, which is 33%, or 1.3 billion people, of which around 8 out of 10 do not receive the required treatment against this cardiovascular condition that significantly increases the risk of death or suffer from other diseases. These data emerged from the first report of the World Health Organization, the WHO, on the global impact of this condition, presented at the General Assembly of the United Nations that met on September the 18th and 19th in New York. The document was prepared by the World Health Organization as part of the strategy to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals established in 2015, related to the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases. In Panama, according to 2019 data used in the World Health Organization study, approximately 33% of people between 30 and 79 years of age with hypertension have not been diagnosed. This lack of diagnosis especially affects men, with 41% undiagnosed compared to 24% of women. That is, they are unaware that they suffer from this condition, which significantly increases their risk of developing cardiovascular, brain and kidney diseases, among others. Furthermore, the report reveals that a relatively low proportion of hypertensive people, about 29%, managed to keep their blood pressure under control. Only 36% of women and 21% of men have their blood pressure numbers at adequate levels. To achieve adequate control for 50% of patients in Panama, effective treatment for approximately 154,000 more people with hypertension would be required, according to the World Health Organization. So, not been checked recently? It's a good idea to do it. And that's it. There we go. That's looking at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's programme.